Hello and welcome back to our Deep River Rock Belfast City Marathon Getting to the Start Line podcast. My name is Emer and I'm joined today by Spar ANI's Corporate Marketing and Communications Executive Laura McKee and one of our amazing pacers, Graham Calhoun. Guys, thank you so much for joining me today. Graham, can you start us off just by telling us a little bit about yourself and your running journey?
Sure. Thanks, Emer. Yeah, so I'm originally from a wee village outside County Tyrone, or outside Strabane, called Donlanna in County Tyrone. I now live and work in Belfast, so I live in South Belfast currently. I'm 38. I work for Allstate Northern Ireland, which is one of the big IT firms based in the city. Running wise, I started in 2008. Basically, it was just to get fitter, lose a bit of weight. So tried it out and actually really enjoyed it. So I signed up, albeit probably prematurely, to the Belfast Marathon in 2008. So that was my first marathon. I didn't really train properly for it. So I struggled around, and I think it was around 4.5 hours. It hurt pretty bad. So basically after that, I gave myself kind of two options. One of them, which seemed like a good idea at the time, was to never run again. And the other option was to go away and try and do it better and see what I could do. So that's what I did. So signed up to Dublin in October and chopped about 50 minutes or so off the Belfast time. So from there, it really continued to grow. And I mean, I've done over 100 marathons since then. Started to get into ultra running as well. So I've ran multiple 100 milers and 24 hour events. Absolutely love, love running, love the people that I meet through it, love where it takes me. The pacing thing I've been doing for about 6 or 7 years, and absolutely love that as well. Like there's so much more accomplishment in helping other people than there is in achieving your own goals. Like, so I'm delighted to be a part of it again this year, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Graham. Sounds like you've had quite the journey then and loads of fun over the years, but you're not done yet.
No, we're just getting started.
Thanks. So, Laura, Spar have been involved with the marathon for a few years now. Have you enjoyed experiencing the buzz on race day?
Yes, we have indeed, and I must say I'm definitely more comfortable on the sponsorship side of the fence than the running side of the fence. Even the thought of that, Graham, is making me feel a little ill, but it's a huge honour for us at Spar to sponsor events such as the marathon, and being associated with such fantastic events in our local community is a real privilege. The marathon brings so many positive benefits to local communities, promoting that healthy kind of lifestyle and encouraging us all, myself included, to be that bit more active. And there really is something in there for everyone, from the family aspect of like your fun runs and relays to that more elite kind of marathon challenge or personal challenge, whatever it may be. And I suppose the same can be said for us at Spar. You know, we're really passionate about encouraging our shoppers, employees and retailers to eat that bit more healthy and look after our health and well-being. So that really makes the partnership a perfect fit for us. And anyone who's listened along that has already attended previous marathon events might have seen us cheering them along at our cheer stations along the marathon route, or maybe grabbed a handful of jelly beans for the much needed energy burst. It's such fun being involved and be that along the route or at the finisher. We have activities for friends and family who are waiting on those that have taken on a marathon challenge, and we'll do like beat the elite challenges with kids and anyone who wants to get involved, as well as sampling activities. So it's a really fun day for all, and I must say you really, really enjoy it. You know, there's so much work goes into these kind of events, and on race day it's just kind of like a massive day of fun to enjoy for all involved.
Yeah, thanks, Laura. I think we're all in the same boat, really looking forward to hitting the streets of Belfast again, supporting our runners around the city. Graham, can you tell our listeners what you eat when training for a marathon or half marathon?
Sure. So whenever I started running, Emer, I was basically eating all of the wrong foods, drinking all of the wrong things. So one of the things that I started doing when I began running was, like, obviously nutrition is a massive element of running performance. So I sort of looked at what I was eating, or rather what I wasn't eating, and make the changes accordingly. So, I mean, prior state for like breakfast, I would have been having sort of just, you know, a sugary cereal, something that probably shouldn't be eaten. So, you know, I substituted that for something that was going to give me, energy for longer. So I started eating porridge with fruit, you know, usually a banana or mango chopped up in it. I love, in terms of like snacking, obviously again, I was snacking on the wrong foods before. I love eating nuts and nut butters, so things like cashew nuts between meals, and peanut butter, any of the nuts are really good sources of protein, to help muscle repair in the legs, and they also contain levels of healthy fats as well. Dinner wise, I always like to get a good carbohydrate in there, so something like potatoes or rice or whole grain pasta. So I mean, if you're eating good carbohydrates, it helps keep you fuller for longer, and it's also the main source of fuel for our cells. Like without that, we're going to struggle if we try and, especially when you get into running for prolonged periods of time. So it's obviously, when training for a marathon, it's important to have that energy. I always try and incorporate a lot of fruit and a lot of vegetables into my diet as well. So, dinner would be something like, broccoli, high in vitamins, vitamin C, vitamin K, to help with muscle fatigue and, the vitamin K for strengthening bones. And also, like, water, just staying hydrated. It's something that we sort of often overlook. So just keeping hydrated throughout the day. And sort of little and often, every couple of hours I'll usually eat something. And do that from when I get up until I go to bed. That's kind of the diet that I follow regardless. Obviously if I'm training for something big, then I'll just adjust quantities accordingly, but the actual foods and the qualities of the foods, I've just made essentially a lifestyle change that I've just kept, I think's benefited me with the with the running and just lifestyle in general.
Okay, thank you, Graham. That's really helpful for our listeners, and especially to some of our beginner runners. Laura, can our listeners pick these foods up in their local spar then?
Yes, of course they can indeed, Emer. Our stores are packed full with all the essentials you kind of need to kickstart that marathon prep. So whether you're a fitness fanatic who's maybe a bit bored of the same old recipes, or beginning that journey, we actually have a dedicated section on our website. The Spar Now website, there's a recipe section on there for marathon prep. So we've got lots of inspiration in there on how you can kind of incorporate those ingredients that Graham sort of mentioned, from the likes of energy balls, which are packed full of your oats and peanut butter, which are good maybe for those kind of snacks, and then high carb kind of veggie filled lunch and dinner options. So there's a ton of variety on there, which I encourage listeners to check out, and recipes to suit all kind of ranges of diets. So there should definitely be something in there for everyone. And you can rest assured then you'll be able to pick up the ingredients in your local spar store. We're proud to have a really extensive range of fresh and locally sourced food and drink, including our award-winning own brand ranges, from the Spar Enjoy Local ranges, of meats and all those kind of ingredients you'd need for like your lunch and dinners, as well as the greengrocer's own brand range. So that's lots of fresh fruit and vegetables, so you can guarantee to pick those up in store. And this year we're actually really proud to be celebrating serving Northern Ireland communities for 60 years, so you can of course come to expect that same great value that we've been providing in our stores since 1961.
Thanks, Laura. That the recipe section on the website will be really, really helpful. Graham, do you do any other training activities to support your running and help your performance?
I do a bit of cycling, Emer, and you know, I just like to be an outdoorsy person, you know. So like even just, you know, to sort of stay mentally healthier. You know, just being out, it's a nice sunny morning here. Just being outdoors, you know, whether that's cycling, walking, trekking, you know, just literally staying outside and you know, getting fresh air and, you know, getting your heart rate up and sort of just keeping sort of, you know, mentally active as well as physically active. You know, the running is kind of like my main you know, primary source of exercise, I guess. But you know, I did quite a few classes, you know, gym classes when they were open as well, spinning and stuff that, you know, obviously haven't been able to do due to the lockdowns. But you know, just basically staying active, you know, and I think all of that just to some degree will aid your performance, you know, physically and definitely mentally as well.
Yeah, as you say, Graham, it's so important for both physical and mental health, and especially throughout lockdown, I think we've all been just really grateful to get outdoors and enjoy the natural beauty and some exercise at the same time. And Graham, how do you approach pacing on race day then? And are you looking forward to hitting the streets of Belfast again?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I love running. I love being part of running events. Obviously that's not something that we've been able to do, so we've kind of just had to find a new normal in terms of, you know, just getting out, you know, whether that's by yourself or in a small group, you know, and just getting out and still feeling part of a running community. So I mean, I'm absolutely looking forward to getting back to running again, you know, because I think we've missed out on a lot, you know, over the past year and a half, and it'll just be good to get back and, you know, just see people, you know, who you used to see on race day and you'd have seen them at every race, and, you know, just having that community. In regards to the pacing bit, I mean, this was something that I didn't used to be good at. You know, I used to just kind of just go out at a speed and all the wheels would have come off and it would have just went down as a disaster race. So it was only kind of with experience I kind of got better at it. So I mean, in regards to the actual pace, you know, so take 3:30, so you're running kind of around 8 minute mile average, you know, so my aim would be to kind of hold that pace, you know, throughout the entire marathon, you know, because like a lot of people make the mistake of going out faster than they want to or should be, and that all comes down to just race day. You know, you've trained, your legs feel good, you know, somebody says go and everyone takes off and, you know, you kind of, you feel good, so you just decide to go. And you know, it's one of the important things about the pacers as well, is just to try and sort of keep that pace. Just keep that pace comfortable, and try and prevent people. You know, if you're looking to run 4 hours and you're beside the 3:30 pacer, then, you know, you probably need to slack off a bit. And, you know, so I always try and keep the miles pretty similar. You know, some of your miles where you're climbing, you're going to be running a wee bit slower. But, you know, you'll make that up on the way down again. And yeah, I mean, like if it's your first marathon, just don't panic. Enjoy the day. I mean, it's all about enjoyment. That's why we're there. And you know, if you put in the training and you sort of, you know, have a realistic goal, then the Pacers will definitely help you to get that.
Yeah, there's no denying the support our Pacers have to offer on race day. And as you say, their training has brought them to it, and the key thing is to enjoy it. So we can't wait to see you on race day with your Pacer flag on your back again, Graham. Laura, you mentioned Spar are celebrating their 60th anniversary this year. I believe you have a giveaway for our listeners.
Yes, we do indeed. So it's crazy to think that Spar opened its first store here in Northern Ireland back in 1961, which is really definitely certainly before my time. Since then, we've grown to an impressive 293 stores right across Northern Ireland, which has made this year a massive cause for celebration. So it's been lots of fun since January and different projects we've kind of been working on. And one thing we would like to do is give the listeners a little chance to win a £60 voucher, which they can spend in their local Spar store. And to do that, all you have to do is the comment section below, let us know which year the iconic Fred There's No Bread advert was aired. And we'll pick one lucky winner then to get that £60 voucher. So good luck to anyone that's entering the competition, as well as those who have already signed up for this year's marathon events. And anyone who's kind of sitting on the fence, you know, I think after everything Graham said, and you know, it kind of really has provided me with that buzz again too. Really looking forward to that kind of event. So I know your half marathon events are already sold out, but for the full marathon, I really encourage anyone who's sat there on the fence thinking, will I, won't I, get involved, set yourself that personal target. Whether you're running your first mile or it's your 26th marathon, there's definitely a fun personal challenge guaranteed, and we really hope to see you all again at race day really soon, in whatever shape or form that may be.
Yeah, absolutely, Laura, we're so excited. And something you mentioned earlier is that race day has something to offer for everyone, whether it's the marathon, the team relay, walk or fun run, volunteering or spectating. It's so exciting, and we really can't wait to be with you again. Laura and Graham, thank you for your time today. It's been really interesting talking to you both, and to our listeners, we look forward to racing with you again safely soon.
Thank you.